This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It has been a run of weak quarters for the big pharmaceutical company GlaxoSmithKline. It reported profits today that were down about 13%. Among problems, cheaper alternatives to its inhaled lung drug, Advair, plus the ongoing bribery investigation in China. Glaxo stock is down 2.6%, and stock in the video streaming company Netflix has been hitting all-time highs after its profits report this week. That's due in part to its customers putting up with a price increase, and it also reflects investor confidence that expanding internationally will be good for Netflix's bottom line. But not everyone agrees, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Netflix is in expansion mode.
International expansion has been a core part of Netflix strategy.
Andy Liu is with Standard & Poor's. With Netflix planning to enter European markets this fall, Liu says branching out internationally is only natural.
As a company, you're always looking for growth, and you have a very successful model, then the next thing you would think about is, how do I export that to a different marketplace?
But some observers say Netflix stock is overvalued. Michael Pachter is a research analyst at Wedbush Securities. He says expanding into new international markets is more expensive than it seems.
Each country requires separate technology spending. Each country requires a separate content deal.
And as Amazon Prime begins to compete more with Netflix in foreign markets, the two media giants are likely to drive up the cost of content, which would be bad financially for both companies. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.